We can start.
Okay, here we go. I would like to call this online planning commission work session to order for Thursday, August 5th, 2020. My name is Carl Johnson. I'm the chairman of the Clark County Planning Commission. Due to the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic, regular meetings and public hearings of the Clark County Planning Commission will be held in a virtual meeting room. This will allow for safe participation by commission members, staff, and as appropriate, the public. Members of the public, applicants, and planning commission guests joined as an attendee, which means you can see and hear the event if you join via computer or mobile device, or you can just hear the event if you join by phone. Other event participants cannot see you on video and cannot hear your audio unless you're acknowledged by the commission chair or staff and are unmuted. There will not be any public comment during this work session, but members of the public can watch and listen. This evening, agenda is as follows, and I'm putting this up just in case people don't have this. That's a call to order. We will be dealing with CPZ 2021-003, Harajan, the staff, Jose Alvarez. And we'll take PC member comments, and they will we will be adjourned. With that said, this is all. Just remember, commissioners, to identify yourself, your name, just in case someone is on audio and they can't see your face, and you just say who you are and who's speaking. With that said, Jose, are we prepared? Are we ready?
We're ready to go.
Okay, you're the deal.
All right. Sonia, can you put up the maps? Thank you. So the first proposal in your review that you're going to be considering this year is a comprehensive plan change from commercial, neighborhood commercial to urban low, which is residential R16, which is 6,000 square foot lots. The site is located at the intersection, the southwest corner of Northeast 99th Street and Northeast 107th Avenue. And that's represented by the black dot there. So you can go to the next map. So again, this is just showing the parcel highlighted in red. It's the zoning maps as a neighborhood commercial. Most of the zoning around the property is low density residential, R16, R110, R175. To the west, the IL is light industrial, and that is the Lakener landfill. You can't see it on the map, but there's a portion of that area that the city of Vancouver has purchased, and they're going to be relocating their operations, public works operations center, to that area off of 94th Avenue. Next map, please, Sonia. So this is the aerial view. Again, you can see all of the residential, some new residential development happening. So just as a sort of overview, this property has been zoned neighborhood commercial since the comp plan was first adopted in 1994. So we're going on 27 years now. Could you zoom in a little closer? There's a Sonia.
Yes, please. Please.
So one of the things I wanted to share with you is that, like I said, the property is along Northeast 99th Street, but Northeast 99th Street doesn't, it terminates right there, about 500 feet west of the site. There is, within our capital facilities plan, project that Public Works is going to update the road with bike lanes and a two-lane road with bike lanes, and it will cross that sort of the Lakener landfill property there, so it can connect further to the west. It's not going to go all the way through, but it is going to include a larger neighborhood area further to the west. So the recommendation that staff is making is that, given the that the road hasn't gone through, that's one of the reasons that this site hasn't been really developed as commercial for as long as it's been designated neighborhood commercial. There just hasn't been a lot of access to the site. In addition, the proposed relocation of about 250 jobs at the city of Vancouver is going to have just west of the site. We think it's just a little premature to give up on that site as commercial. And so that's why we're recommending denial. Do you have any questions at this point?
Okay, what did you say your recommendation was on this again?
We're recommending denial. We're recommending to keep it as it is, as commercial, neighborhood commercial.
Okay, I'm going to go through these just to make sure we, Ron, do you have any questions?
Yes, I do. This is Ron Barca. Jose, can you give me something like a timeline for each of those capital improvements that you think would then enhance the value of this property for it remaining neighborhood commercial?
Okay, so the Northeast 99th Street project is in our 6-year capital facility plan. I don't know if Gary is on, but from my understanding, it's going to be within the next year or two that project is going to happen. And in terms of, were you also asking about the city's relocation? Ron? Because I think
I'm interested in each of those steps.
Okay. I know that that's going to be a couple of years out. I don't think that there's a definitive time set for that.
Jose, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Gary. Mm-hmm. Hi, this is Gary Albert from Public Works. So it's in design right now, and it's scheduled for construction this year.
Okay. There you go.
So they're moving ahead. So they'll moving ahead with putting a roundabout at 107th and 99th Street and 94th and 99th Street.
So, gentlemen, I'm just going to walk through you, each one of you, and I'm sorry for the clunkiness of this, but I just want to make sure, if you need to be heard, that you don't have to speak or you can't speak. Bryant, is Bryant here?
Yes.
Yes. Bryant, do you have any questions?
No, not at this time, Carl.
Okay, great. Thank you, Bryant. Brian, do you have any questions?
Muted.
Brian, are you muted?
I was muted. Okay, thank you.
All right.
You couldn't read my lips?
No.
Okay. Sorry about that. Brian here. And what is the size of the parcel and what is it currently occupied as today?
Okay. It's 2 acres. And I think with the road project, it's going to take a portion of that corner. So it's going to fall under 2 acres. And it currently has a single family residence and some outbuildings on it. I think the property was purchased by the current owners about 2017, I believe. Mm-hmm. And I think there was some issue with they had a construction company and they were putting some of their work trucks and equipment there, and there's a code enforcement issue. But I think all of that's been straightened out now, and everything is in compliance. So I think that was maybe one of the reasons to initiate this. That type of use wouldn't be allowed in the commercial zone. It's neighborhood commercial.
Brian here still. So if the property, you know, I've read most of the staff report, but if the property were to be rezoned to urban light, not urban light industrial, residential.
Yes.
The plan would be then, I would assume the property owner would like to short plat it into homes.
Right.
And then construct homes on the site.
Correct.
But as a commercial property, it's certainly has a value to the neighborhood if it was redeveloped as a commercial property.
Correct.
But there's no the single family residence that's on there right now is grandfathered in.
The zoning change in 1994, the house predates that change by, I would say, 30 or 40 years. The house has been there. The use is currently allowed. An existing residential home is allowed in a neighborhood commercial.
Thanks, Jose.
Mm-hmm. Brian. Steve Morris, do you have any comments?
No, thanks, Carl. I don't have any questions at this time.
Aldo?
Yes.
Questions?
I just made an observation. I did a little digging to see which other parcels in the area have gone through this similar process, whether they changed the zoning from commercial, neighborhood commercial to light residential or residential R16. There were two other cases in 2019 where those applicants applied to the county and basically their request was granted. I don't know what all the detailed conditions were, but here's a similar request within the vicinity of these other two parcels. And in this case, the request is being denied. So what brings to mind is, has a precedence been set, or we take this on a case by case basis and don't consider other decisions in this area that I've gone on in the past, where there was an approval to rezone leaning more towards residential and away from commercial. It's just something that I had noticed.
So I can look into, I don't recall changes. Let's see.
There were two.
There was one. Yeah. Right. There was one on Northeast 152nd Avenue where I believe it was abutting an airport next to across the street from a school. And I think in that case, we split that decision, or council did, where they, I think they already had an approval for the commercial use for storage facilities. And so that was, each one is unique. And I think in that case, council ultimately decided to keep a portion, maybe the southern portion of it, commercial, and change the northern portion to residential.
So you split zoned it?
No, we just, half of the property went residential on the northern half, and the southern half stayed commercial.
Okay. All right. And then there was one more case the same year. It was similar, but it looks like in that particular case, Now, let's see, they're both the same CPZ 2019. No, they're different. They're different IDs. So it looked like it was two different applicants. At any rate, I just want to acknowledge that similar request has come up for properties in the vicinity of this one. And in those cases, the change leaning towards residential was granted. In this case, then, Jose, are you saying there is more value in keeping it the way that it is?
I think that with the pending changes in the area, the improvement to the road on Northeast 99th Street and the development with the city of Vancouver, it would seem prudent to wait to see what happens. Yeah. And if there's any interest, when the road goes through to attract more of the neighborhoods to the west and just make that more of a viable commercial location. Because at this point, we haven't really given it its full opportunity, even though it's been zoned that way for a long time. The fact that the infrastructure hasn't been in place to really support it, I think, is a substantive issue that I think weighs heavily in favor of keeping it for a little while longer to see if it's going to make sense to do that there.
Okay, so then you're really suggesting that if we, while we're going to, you're considering declining or denying the current request, does not mean necessarily that the owner could not come back at a future point in time.
Correct.
To have this reconsidered.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. I would say, I guess, as long as that was communicated to, you know, the property owner or to the applicant, it will be up to them to have the patience to wait to see how this develops.
Yeah.
Thank you, Aldo. Matt, do you have any questions?
Yeah, I just want to get clarification. Were that to the far, I guess it'd be the west, where 99th Street stops? Did you say there's plans to continue 99th all the way over to 94th Avenue?
Past 94th, I think it's going to go to 87th, Gary?
There's an 87th right before the Curtin Creek?
Right. Correct. But
there's no extension through Curtin Creek, right?
Correct. So these improvements are going to stop at 99th Street. But the road is designated as a two-lane minor arterial all the way down to 87th. So and that has not. There are no funds set aside for those improvements.
There are no funds set aside for those improvements.
Correct.
Currently over to over there. Okay.
But
so this in the 20-year plan, but not the 6-year.
No, sir. It's not. Well. I technically it is in the 20-year plan because it's in the arterial atlas. It yeah. just hasn't been built that way.
Okay. Okay. And that 99th, okay, that's 99th goes all the way across there. So yeah. Okay. That's really just really what I, you know, wanted to know if it was gonna go all the way through, but it's nothing past 87. So okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt.
Brian Halbert, could I jump in for a second?
Yeah, go right ahead, Brian.
Yeah, I see that with 99th connecting to 94th Avenue, which is a signalized intersection at Padden, that certainly opens up another route because 117th and Padden is gridlocked many times of the day. That really gives an alternate route by connecting it and then opens up that industrial area. I think it's a great plan. And then further gives this property an opportunity to really look at a different type of commercial use.
The other thing to remember is that the neighborhood commercial is really kind of the small scale commercial. So, you know, you're not going to anticipate a large development here. It's really to serve the neighborhood. And then, you know, if there's an employer But that's kind of the type of small scale stuff that that you're likely to see here. I think recently, similar zone property is along Lakeshore and 36th, where the Erickson Farms is, and then a little further to the north, there's a little mixed use development that has similar allowed uses for the zoning type. So those would be sort of examples of what could be done there.
Hey, Brian, can I ask a quick question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Jose, is there any way in terms of the transportation plan at the next meeting that you could show that, you know, kind of map that out for us so we can actually see it?
The map out the transportation, what's going to happen?
Yeah, what you're anticipating.
Okay.
I think that would you know, bolster in terms of the case that you're making.
Okay. All right.
Any other questions from any planning commissioners? So, Jose, the only thing I'd like to add is you kind of started doing it at the very end of this, is that I would encourage you to really, how do I say this? Because I think you're on the right track, but I would encourage you to give me enough information for why you are saying no. And you started to talk about what that could be. And so as we go to hearing, I would like to really see just, we started out with, no, we're not doing this because future, I'm going to use the word blah, 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 but don't, I'm not diminishing what you did. But then all of a sudden you get into, hey, look, this could be this or this could be that. And all of a sudden my mind's going, oh, wait a minute. So in my mind, I'm seeing the traffic. I'm starting to see that, but I would really encourage you, and it would help me at hearing to really go, hey, look, let's look at what you're saying here. Why you're denied. You rarely deny. Okay, but we get it. We look at it. We go, yeah, that makes sense. And all of a sudden I'm looking at this going, why are you denying this? I can't remember what commissioner said. We've done a few of these that's been yes. And so I'm like, why are you saying no? And just help me out here. Walk me through it. Be patient. By no means, I'm not saying you haven't done your homework, but it just seemed like right off, I was going, no, I'm not doing this. You just said no. Why? Because it doesn't fit. If I look at that area on your map, it looks like it fits, but it doesn't fit, or it does. So I encourage you to just give me a little bit more. Walk me through it a little bit more careful. And you're probably rolling your eyes, which you're in your head, you're rolling your eyes. I'm kidding. But I really want to see it to go, okay, I see you're saying no, or if I vote for or against it, I really want to say no. I'm by that, or yeah, okay, I see. So you kind of started to go there at the end where I'm like, oh, I kind of see the vision here. But and please take that as constructive criticism, not.
Oh, yeah. No, I will. I do.
All right.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, are there any more questions? Staff, yes. Thank you again. You've done a fabulous job. Who said yes?
Yes, this was me, Ron Barca, Carl.
Oh, my goodness.
And for our non-viewing audience, Ron Barca, Planning Commissioner. I wanted to talk just a little bit about what Aldo was asking earlier in the context of precedent. And I think what Carl is asking for, Aldo, helps us clearly understand that no parcel sets precedent for the other parcels in the future. We have been pressed to continue to put housing stock into the inventory over a period of time because it's readily convertible and it doesn't take much thought process for future vision to see houses that will go up within a year or two. But the concept of whether this parcel has the potential of being similar to Phillida and serve the neighborhoods in some fashion, I think is important for us to start talking about whether we and what we see are in alignment with the vision for the county, or whether we see that there's a conflict with that vision in relationship for the neighborhoods. The other thing that I think is important for us to understand is just recently County Council denied a flip to higher density housing from a neighborhood commercial over there by Five Corners because they wanted to continue to encourage the opportunity to have employment land opportunities. And for every one of these that we go ahead and turn over, we're going to have to be looking at the idea of replacement for employment lands in an equitable fashion. So if we decide that Jose doesn't build the case, I think it's going to be important for us to be able to state clearly why we don't believe that the direction is correct or it matches the vision and policies of the county.
Yeah, I agree, Rob. That's great. That was eloquent. Good job. Just a lot of information, Jose. I mean, like I said, overdo it.
Sure.
Any other questions? Ron, did I cut you off? Did you have anything else? Good.
May I introduce a comment here?
Christine this, Cook, you have a
this
name?
Is Chris Cook. Yep, thank you. I just want to remind the planning commissioners that the applicant always has the burden of proving that the criteria have been met. Staff don't have to disprove that. I am not saying that staff don't have an obligation to analyze and evaluate and present, but it is the applicant's burden of showing that the criteria are met always. So please just keep that in mind.
I want to clarify this, though I understand that. It is the staff's absolute job to make sure that they are educating this commission and giving us all angles and sides. And that's why I said what I said. So though the applicant does that right now in work session, where we are gleaning information and pulling information, what I'm asking staff to do is give us as much support as we can on their position, because we value their position. And so that's why I say this, that I have no agenda either way right now. It just seems like I see staff, I look at it, and I say at the first of this meeting, it went, well, for this future, I'm just gonna quote this, it's very vague, thing. And I'm like, well, what is this thing? Okay, that's not what I want. But then all of a sudden we kind of get a little bit more information on traffic, a little bit more information. And I know that staff has done due diligence, but I really want to hear their reasoning and rationale for denial, because we trust staff. We trust what they give us. And so that was my comment, and that's why I did that. Not about the decision will be made in hearing. This is just give me a little bit more information.
Chair, this is Oliver. Well taken, and staff will do our best to provide the rationale. But I think reading the staff report, what Chris was also alluding to is that there are criteria that we and the applicant will have to review and then make a case one way or the other, whether it's policy, whether it's vision. Every site is unique. And the uniqueness of every site has to do with what are the future plans for the area? What is the beneficial issues, pros and cons, one way or the other? And often when we, in terms of advanced planning or looking ahead, neighborhood commercial serves primarily the neighborhood. It's not the same as a general commercial where you build a Safeway or Winco. Typically what you will find in a neighborhood commercial, Jose gave some example of the Erickson Farm and then the Falida Village. Typically a very small scale, it could be dry cleaning, it could be 7-Eleven, it could be plate pantry, where the neighborhood can walk to. This site, and I'm not gonna make an argument one way or the other, but it has that potential. Similarly, one can make an argument that, you know, this is a sea of residential, so if you change it to residential, it fits. You know, if this site has a good access I believe that given the zoning, it could have developed commercial. And we're just saying for now, let's give it some time. And if for whatever reason, and there are some instances where someone just sits on the property waiting for a time where they will say 5 years have passed, 10 years have passed, whatever. Now the best use for that is X, but it is something that you have to wear. Some of you that are on the planning commission have known that extension of 99, you have seen it before. And that is coming to fruition now in terms of the timeline. It's not on the 20-year list. It is on the 6-year list, and staff from transportation is letting us know that that is in design. Hopefully, if that is constructed, there might be opportunity for this site to realize that vision to serve the neighborhood. But we will come prepared to answer questions that you may have.
Thank you all. I think we're all talking the same, going the same way.
I have one more question, Carl. This is Aldo Veronzo. I have a question. I want to make a comment to your comment, Oliver. Sorry to comment on comment. Well, as you're talking about this, and this is why I asked you, Jose, earlier about the value of the property. You do not currently see value in the property and its current state. But there is a vision for this property, a future value that has not been tapped into yet. And I think about the applicant, where perhaps the vision of the applicant and the use of this property is not aligned with what the county would like to see there. Does that applicant get educated?
If you ask me, I will say that Jose made the observation, and this happens often. I can't speak for the applicant because he's not here. Maybe at the hearing, he will answer that question. This property was purchased in 2017. Okay? So I don't know what the intent was. I can't question that. I will only say that we are looking at the application now to change the zoning. If the prior owners want to continue to use the property as single family until such a time someone else purchases it and want to develop it as commercial as it's currently zoned, I believe that that would have happened, but I cannot speak to that. We are just looking at the timing of the application. So that's what we are going to be basing our analysis on, knowing fully well that there are planned improvement in this area, and that could potentially make the site more viable and more accessible, if you will. And this happens, you know, infrastructure is key in developing some of the areas that have developed. Someone is going to build that. In this case, the county have planned to make improvement on 99, which will benefit this site and the neighborhood out here. So you wear that and then make a decision one way or the other, how you see this should go.
This is, hey, just want to make a quick comment. This is Matt Swindell, Aldo. Just that property has been zoned that way since 1997, I believe. They purchased the property in 2017, knowing what that zoning was. And so that is what the zoning was when they purchased the land. Right. So they knew. If they didn't know, well, that's too bad, but they should have known what the zoning was. And then they could have done their due diligence before they purchased the property to then see what the vision was for that piece of land. Not to come in later and then ask to have it changed because it just doesn't fit what they want now. So just going to throw those 2 cents out there.
Sure. I mean, every applicant is different. I am just taking this in to understand that the county sees a different value than the current applicant. And the denial should be based on not meeting the criteria. The denial should not be based on the value that the county sees is different than what the applicant sees. Okay.
Okay, I cannot speak to that.
Oliver, go ahead.
No, I cannot speak to that. I have no comment.
Oh, sorry. Is there any comments?
Yeah, let me go back to that in the context of what Aldo just said. Okay, so Aldo, the criteria is laid out in the staff report. They believe they have made their case for it. The applicant is going to have to come up with a contrary position that says they meet the criteria for the zoning change. Both of them are going to be weighed out in what we believe is the best interests of the county based on the comp plan vision and policies. And what I think you're going to find, my experience has been, is these are written in such a way that they are gray for everybody.
Yeah.
and it's going to be up to us to be able to say that we attribute more value in one direction or another. So that's why I was saying before is after you read staff report and look at the policy statements, you come back with a thought process that says this is genuinely valuable to move into a new direction or it's not. I think what Matt has stated is food for thought, because the market changes and there's opportunities for quick turnaround in the market.
Yeah, sure.
And yeah. Any individual may say that they want that opportunity, but that isn't what they bought. So what we have to do is say we stay the course because we believe in that vision, or we do not believe that will ever come to fruition, and then we acknowledge the need for a change.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen, for your comments. Is there any more comments? Okay, staff, thank you for your hard work and all the things you've given us. Gentlemen, we have a hearing, I believe, in 2 weeks, right? Mm-hmm. Sonia?
August 19th, 6:30 p.m.
So, Sonia, can you, tentatively, I will be there in the building, but Sonia, we're still in limbo as far as hybrid, remote, or whatever, right?
Yes, and Oliver wanted to speak about that. He'll be back here in a minute.
Okay.
You're talking about hybrid meetings, right?
Yeah, whatever. I just watched all the stuff come by in these surveys, and I just kind of want to get clarification on kind of where staff's at and where we're at. Oliver, okay. Are you around?
Yes, I am. What I can say in terms of the hybrid is that due to the increase in number of COVID cases, the council has decided to delay in-person council meeting through at least the end of August. And we are asking that the Planning Commission follow that as well. For the council, they are delaying the in-person meeting, as I said, through at least August, at which time it will be reevaluated. So we are following that directive from the council. So we will be doing this through WebEx. If the council reinstated the in-person and hybrid, we will inform the PC as well.
Oliver, I have a question from the chair. It has been very effective that I come in and sit in. Sonia is 6 feet. Everybody's 6 feet. Obviously, I have the Less Center internet, which is dicey. But can I still do that as the chair, one person?
I believe so.
I believe you can, yes.
It was a much more efficient meeting to me, and I believe the Planning Commission. Gentlemen, if you want to weigh in on this, I just thought it was better. And and I had everybody there. So something went wonky because Matt Swindell's not there. I'm lost. And so,
Carl, you're more than welcome to come to my house and we can sit together and do the meeting.
I thought about it so bad.
I have really good internet.
All right. So, Oliver, I'm going to count on County being a little bit flexible with Ron or I or whoever decides to come in there, but it'll be me. Ron, I know you're busy, but that worked very good for me. So,
I appreciate that. We will be following whatever policy the council put out. As you know, there are no dividers between how you sit, and there are seven of you. I'm not sure that even if you put dividers, that seven of you will fit on the diocese.
Very good.
On the floor, when we put you on the floor, it creates some logistical issues for CVTV because your hearing is televised so that those that can't come here can watch you. And then for those that are going to be coming in here, that space in the hearing room can only accommodate, not that you do get up to 42 members from the public, but it is spaced in such a way that it could accommodate a certain number. And we want to make sure, and the council, and I believe you are aware of this, is following public health, both our own local public health officer as well as the state, and then nationally following our CDC guidelines. So that's where we are, sir.
Thank you.
Welcome to come in, yes.
Yeah, and once again, if I have to have a divider between me and Matt, it needs to be one that's not clear. Sorry, Matt. I don't know why you're the chosen one today. I haven't seen
you just picking on me tonight, man. You're just picking on me. You miss me. That's what it is. You miss me.
I miss you guys.
Yeah,
just any more questions?
All right. Go ahead.
None.
Go ahead. Anybody? No. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it. With that said, we'll call this meeting in the books. And that said, the 19th, okay? Have a good evening.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye, guys.